right, welcome, welcome. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We are always honored that you would join us, that you would listen no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. So we want to personally thank you for that. So we're also excited because we have a special guest, Miss Dana Tyler. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
And now she is no stranger to the podcast. We've had her on several times, and we're always grateful to have her on so she can share her point of view. I think as much as possible, Keontae, you know, we try to give a woman's perspective, but I don't think we can ever fully, you know, give a woman's perspective like a woman.
Like a real woman.
Yeah, exactly.
So like maybe a woman can.
Exactly.
So before we get into our topic, it's going to be a very fun topic. I do want to read off a listener. We had a listener, Ted. He left a review. And so we thank you guys for your reviews. And Ted said this, I just started listening to this podcast the beginning of the year. They have really taught me so many things. I realized the things I'm doing wrong in my relationships, and I realize the things that I'm doing right, while giving me scripture and key verses. Thanks so much for having this podcast. Ted, thank you so much for leaving that review. And if you're listening to this, it means so much for us to hear from you. So go to iTunes, go to your podcast app. You can go to the website, simplifiedcomplexity.org, and give a review, give comments. Yeah. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, so, that's great, man.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So with that, this actually is a question, a comment from one of our past discussions where we were talking about attraction and how important attraction is. And this person asked this question, should I end a relationship due to a lack of attraction? That's kind of deep, right? So I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to you guys. Dana, I don't know if you have any thoughts. Keontae, you know, you guys open it up.
Well, yeah, I got a lot of thought. I think for me, when it comes to ending a whole relationship off of attraction, like what just really comes to mind is like, have you really taken into consideration everything? Like, is attraction everything for you? Well, but for some people it is, and, I guess.
Well, what kind of attraction are we talking about? Because, you know, for women, you know, we don't always necessarily have to be physically attracted to someone. And I think we become more attracted to someone based on how they treat us and how we feel about them.
Typically, and that's a good point, because that's something that we were discussing in our last podcast. And so I want you to continue, Dana, because we were talking about superficial attractions. And those superficial attractions are those, you can say, surface level. And we wanted to encourage us that there's also deeper level attraction. So you're absolutely right. Please continue.
It's interesting because I actually have a friend who almost didn't date her current husband because he wasn't her typical, you know, the guy that she would normally go for. You know, he wasn't as attractive as her previous romantic relationships. But because they kind of had a friendship first and they fell into a relationship, you know, he became more attractive to her. And I know that initially, you know, she said she, you know, she couldn't even imagine herself kissing him kind of thing, because he was just not like, honestly, you know, he just wasn't physically what she was normally attracted to. But of course, because of how he treated her and how much he really loved her and how persistent he was, you know, he became attractive to her. Or, you know,
Keontae, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think that's right in line with what I was saying in our last podcast, like you were saying. But man, it's deep that you can't even imagine like kissing somebody. You know what I mean? Into going into a relationship, getting married. That's like an integral part of just, you know, being romantic in a marriage.
Well, and I think this is a serious issue, because I think somebody right now, they plugged in, they saw this topic, and they're like, man, I'm going through this. I'm dealing with this. I really am struggling with being attractive to the person I'm with, and maybe even the person I'm married with. And they're wondering, okay, so what do I do? And this causes some people to get divorced. This causes friction and division inside of a relationship. And so this is a serious topic. And You know, I want to split it up in three ways. So as we kind of approach this, because I want you to go back, Dana, I want to use your story as an example, but I want to split it up in three ways, because this isn't the same. If you're married, it's not the same if you're not married if you're courting.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. You know, and so I want us to split it up. I want to say, you know, you've been dating for a little while, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have the we are courting, and then you have we're married. So let's kind of approach it from first, you know, we've been dating for a little while. So how do we approach this? You know, I'm not really attracted to you. I don't even know. How do you start dating somebody if you're not
that's what I'd like to start with. I can't say that there's anybody that I would probably date if I wasn't attracted to them. And I think, I guess maybe that's not true. There was a guy that I dated, but again, it's because we fell into a relationship. He was a friend of mine, and I never really considered him. Now, he wasn't ugly or anything. It's not that I wasn't attracted to him, but he wouldn't have ordinarily been my first choice. But as we did kind of develop closeness and develop relationship, he became attractive to me. But I know now, too, that there have been a few people who have kind of approached me, and I wouldn't even consider them because they're not. It sounds superficial,
But it's true. You know, we don't have to sugarcoat. It is so true that we have those people that we're not really attracted to.
Right.
And I think with being dating for a little while, like, I mean, we can all say, like, you know, I'm attracted to her character, I'm attracted to his character. But when you're dating somebody for a little while, when you're just beginning to date somebody, the number one thing that draws you into that person is the outer shell. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what catches your eye. You know what I mean? When you see that BMW pull around a corner and it's shining red, you're like, ooh! You know what I mean? Because it looks a certain way.
I want to add to that, though, Keontae, because there are opportunities or situations that where we can pass on a good thing. So meaning we're so superficial that we're missing that there is a deeper thing that we can become attracted to. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, we're not going to get deep into superficial and deep attractions, because we talked about that in our last podcast. So go back and listen to that at our website, simplifycomplexity.org. But with that said, I want to use this one because I always use it. Dana, you can chime in. But since when does a man's height have to do with his godliness? Or a woman's butt size, you know, or her breast size have to do with her godliness? And so I feel like we got to be careful with our lists, with our superficial attractions. But at the same time, they matter.
An attraction? Is it just a preference? What if you?
Oh, that's a good word.
What if it's just that you have a preference for certain things? And of course, you know, we recognize that we're not going to pass on everybody just because, you know, he's not 6'4" or, you know, she's not, you know, 36, 24, 36, you know. And I get it. You don't want to be too superficial, but you have to be realistic. If a marriage is going to last, if our sex life is going to be sustained, I have to be physically attracted to you.
Right.
But I hear you.
But by the same token, I'm not going to throw people away for the mere fact that, you know, he doesn't have a six pack or, you know, what have you. Because even those people who are wildly attractive, if their personality sucks, if their character sucks, you instantly become unattractive.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, I have seen those people that push through that. Like, they don't care. Like, they're so good looking that.
That's all that matters. So, you know, and I do think that is really, you know, when it comes to just dating, because me, you know, well, I'm married now, but in the dating game, if I was dating, I'm dating to get married. You know what I mean? And it's just kind of like what Dana said, like, in my marriage, I need something that, you know, I'm trying to worship when I'm married. You know what I mean?
Come on, the ladder going up yonder to worship.
Right. You know what I mean? And I need somebody on the other end of that I can really, you know, worship with, that's fitting in that mold that I have that preference for.
That's good. Well, now here's one of the things that I put down, we should be more open than we normally are. And so I feel like there's a balance, because we can go to one extreme where we're overly superficial. We're so caught up in looks that were missing the deeper attractions, talking about character and talking about mm-hmm. who they are and their love for God and their heart. Those things are important because you can get so caught up in looks that, as you kind of mentioned, you can be with somebody and they're really a horrible person, or unfortunately, at some point, gravity takes in. And so what once was up and firm and it begins to droop and drop, and that's just life, right? And right, so if right. we're only looking at the outer, the superficial, you know, that's an issue.
If we're just dating for a little while, you know, we've only been together 3 or 4 months, and I say, okay, I cannot get past your buck teeth. I cannot get past your receding hairline. I just can't do it, bro.
Right, right.
That's one thing. But if we've been married 10, 15 years, and, you know, the girls aren't as high as they used to be, you know, maybe your hairline's receding a little bit. That's just crazy. Because what you're saying is that the things that we've been through together, the experiences that we have shared, is not enough for you. And that to be in a relationship for 10, 15, 20 years and still be that superficial is ridiculous.
It is totally ridiculous, yeah. But it happens. And it's something that we have to check early. And that's all I'm trying to mention. That's all I'm trying to bring up, is that we have to, as we approach relationships, we have to always approach it with God in our hearts, saying, God, search me, because there are things I'm attracted to. I can't deny that. And God, open up something maybe I haven't seen. Help me to see the deeper, because I don't want to be overly superficial.
Right. And I think, like, going from that dating phase to really, like, you know, edging into the marriage part of it, you know, it is different. And I think I said in the last podcast, you know, most of my married friends, when I do talk to them and we have conversations about, you know, dealing with lust or dealing with, you know, seeing the supermodels walk down the street yeah. and so on and so forth, you have to really take into consideration, okay, you know, this other woman may look attractive, but is her attractiveness going to raise my kids? You know, right. is her attractiveness right. going to build a happy home? You know what I mean? So those are the things you really got to take into consideration, especially when you're in that marriage phase. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because somebody's attractiveness shouldn't outweigh what Dana said, the experiences, the struggles, and the trials that you've been through and overcame with each other.
And ultimately, you can be passing up on a good thing. And that's what I want to leave with, and is at least on this part, is don't possibly pass up on a good thing because you're so stuck on the one thing. And we want to be in prayer with God. What were you going to say, Dana?
Well, you were saying that it really does happen in some relationships where people have been together, you know, for an extended period of time. And, you know, their relationship ends because of the superficial reasons. And that just shows that their relationship was based on superficiality, and it can't last if that's all you're looking for.
And that's more of a personal issue. That's a spiritual issue. So that's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into the second part of this. Let's get into courting. But before that, I had a scripture, and I don't know if you guys have any scriptures, but one that I had was Proverbs 31:30. It says, mm-hmm. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Amen?
Y'all don't
Amen.
Want no
Amen.
Y'all don't want no woman that fears the Lord.
That's important. That's sexy. I'm going to be honest. I feel like there's a sexy glow about a woman who loves God, who is confident about God. Keontae, what you got, man? You believe that?
Man, I believe that 100-fold. It's just something about watching, like, man, sometimes I'll be in the car and we'll be driving, just listen to worship music. It's just a regular Sunday. And then sometimes my wife, Kristen, like, she'll just bust out in her own, like, little worship, personal worship in a passenger seat. And I'm just like,
Right, know? Like, hallelujah. You got a little praise right. dance going on. All right, so let's get into the second part of this. So you're listening to a three-part series with our special guest, Dana Tyler, where we're discussing, should you end a relationship due to a lack of attraction? Now, to kind of summarize what we talked about in the dating stage, we're going to have our preferences. You're going to have your preferences. And don't feel bad about that. That's okay. That's a part of things that we're attracted to. Yet, we also mentioned how we want to take our preferences to God. We really want to pray about those. We want to be able to find that balance, because we don't want to be overly superficial. if you're just meeting someone and they're not your normal type, who knows? It's like Dana's friend that she mentioned. At first, they weren't really attracted to one another, but over time, something great came of it. And that could be the same thing for you. So we just really want to know that there's more than just superficial attractions, and it's the non-superficial attractions that become the glue to a marriage. But as we mentioned also, if there's a continual struggle of attraction this early in meeting and this early in the dating stage, don't feel guilty if you want to end that relationship. You are data collecting. The whole point of this process is to really navigate and find out, you know, what is that one? Who's that person that you want to spend the rest of your life with? With that said, thank you so much for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for part two of this three-part series. You can go to the website and please review us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. We love those 5 stars. We will be sure to highlight and thank you on the broadcast. You can go to our website, simplifycomplexity.org, to find more information about us. God bless you. God keep you. Until next time. Come on, stand up, put your hands up, make some noise, party with me. It's a reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body